Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. It is a special edition of WWL's Fans in the Pro. We are live from the J.B. Falgu Bank Building. This is the main office here. First American Bank in Vacherie. We are here to honor all veterans and their service to America. We'll speak to a veteran a little later in the show. 2785 Highway 20 here in Vacherie. Come on by until 6 o'clock tonight, and then it'll be the Brian Kelly Show as LSU gets ready for Alabama. Now, I would love to be able to switch gears and talk about the Pelicans and go, hey, we can just change gears and talk about all the positive things that are happening. But it feels like the Pelicans injury list would take us the length of this segment. It gets worse each time we talk. Kurt Heelan joins us now, the lead NBA writer for NBC Sports. And we talked recently, and it was bad then. And now you throw in Jordan Hawkins, bad back. He's out 1 to 2 weeks. He's averaging 16 points a game. And
yeah,
just saw where Zion is not going to play tonight in Orlando as well. I mean, it is. Charlie and I were talking in the break. It is unbelievable.
You know, I sprained my ankle two nights ago watching the Pelicans. I was just at home. It's
you're part of the team.
Really bad. Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'll take a 10-day contract. It's hard because you're in the West, and it's just going to, you know, it puts a lot on Brandon Ingram. It's hard to keep your head above water in a conference where, you know, if this were the East, you know, Milwaukee and Philadelphia are off to these terrible starts, and we're all kind of like, yeah, but the third place team's 500. Like, you're not that far off. You know, you can just get things together in a couple of weeks. The West is just not that way. And it's the concern is that you end up in a hole that's just really hard to get out of.
Yeah, and I think anything, when you talk about the West as well, I mean, not all teams are dealing with injuries in the West, but
no.
Can you stay close to 500 until you get some of those guys back? One good point for the Pelicans was, I think it was your three-point shooter, he hadn't played yet. Trey Murphy was listed as doubtful. So Trey being just doubtful, that shows that he's getting close to being able to come back and play. And his points will definitely help. But right now you've got a lot of the young guys and two-way guys that are playing, and it's just tough. It's really, really, really tough.
It's really tough because, like you said, the West has hit the ground running, and it's like, yeah, Denver's dealing with a lot of injuries, but they got that Jokic guy in the middle. Like, the Lakers have had some issues, but they've still got LeBron and Anthony Davis. Well, Anthony Davis missed a game, but it's hard to keep going when you've got all these seniors you're trying to keep up with have a little bit, you know, you're losing Zion. You're kind of leaning into Ingram. You don't have the big offseason signing of DeJounte Murray now because of the hand surgery and all that. It's just, like you said, it's keeping yourself within touch of everybody else. So when you get healthy, you can start to make a push up the ladder as opposed to, well, we got everybody healthy. Now we got to fight and scrap and hope to make the, you know, the back end of the play-in.
Well, I got a question for you on the NBA in general. You know, has any team, whether it's a Young or even a Boston, have they surprised you so far on what you've seen this early season so far?
Golden State has surprised me. I honestly thought they got a little bit better trading away Klay Thompson, you know, he was leaving in free agency, but the sign and trade. Just because I'm like, oh, they added some depth and Buddy Hield can shoot, and I think that they needed the depth. And Klay is just, you know, unfortunately, post-injury Klay is not the same guy. But I didn't think they were this good. I didn't think their defense was going to be this good. They're elite defensively right now. And if they keep the ball and getting stops and letting, you know, they did a really good job of letting Draymond move into a back to the four. This, if they're getting stops like that, and yes, Boston was shorthanded, but they went into Boston and beat Boston. They are beating the teams in front of them. I thought they'd be better, but I didn't think they'd be. This is way better than I thought they'd be. Plus, they got that Curry guy. I think he's still pretty good.
What is Zion missed the Portland game on Monday? We're at a bank. So yeah. What is his situation tonight? What is
left hamstring?
Left ham.
Yeah, this he missed the left hand. This is the right one. This is the other hamstring.
Yeah, I think it's both hamstrings have been an issue now in the last stretch.
I'm not drinking the water anymore at that area at Saints and Pelicans camp. My hamstrings are not an issue because I don't move, but I mean, it's, you know, so they've had this kind of home stretch, right? They had four straight. They're in Orlando tonight, another 3-6 team, and then home for Brooklyn at Oklahoma City, and then they start the NBA Cup games. Maybe there's something that they can look at there. They begin at home against Denver, unfortunately, because they did well last year in this arena, the Cup games. Right. And so, just, you know, I'm just trying to find something. What's the positive thing to hang on to from the Pelicans right now?
Well, first off, you've caught some teams at a good deal. Like, you're catching Orlando. Orlando's without Banchero, and he is their lone good shot creator, frankly. They really just don't have anybody besides him. So sometimes it's just when you catch teams is a good thing, because that's a good team, a very good defensive team, but they just can't generate any offense right now. So that suddenly becomes a more winnable game than it would be if they were at full strength. And I think the NBA Cup can be interesting because it can have its own weird momentum. It's, you know, Boston is not going to be very excited to put up a banner about it. And some of these teams may not be as focused on that as the league would like them to be. By the way, there's like 0% chance it's a coincidence Joel Embiid's suspension is up right before the first Cup game. Like, that was not coincidental. But I think it can, like you said, last year they still made it to Vegas. You know, and it was a disappointing loss to the Lakers, but it built some momentum you can take forward. And hopefully if they can build a little momentum and, like you said, and get healthy and just stay in the mix, once they get rolling, they can get rolling.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I mean, for the most part, for the Pelicans, you're about a week or two away before you get CJ back, before you can get obviously you'll get Hawk, you'll get Herb, but you'll get Hawk back as well. Hawk will miss the next week or so, and you could see Hawk was struggling even with his shot. His back was just kind of ailing him. So you will start to get some of those guys back within the next week or two. It's just, can you win, you know, 2, 3, maybe 4 games out of 10 games, or out of, you know, 6 games, can you win 3 of those games? That's the question.
That's the question, and that's the challenge. And you still have some depth on this team. You've still got Brandon Ingram, who's played fantastically, and if nothing else, despite his trade value, if you're still trying to move him later, but guy can put up points. You still have an all-star level scorer on the roster, and that really helps, because, like I said, teams like Orlando, not everybody's got that to fall back on.
Well, we hope for better things, right? You know, it's early.
Exactly.
I mean, 9 games in, right? The Saints are 9 games in, and we have Week 10 on Sunday. The Pelicans, again, on the road tonight, but they're home on Monday, the 11th, which is Veterans Day against Brooklyn. So, you know, you just got to weather the storm, baby. Just weather the storm.
Deuce would know if anybody would. The seasons never go like you think they're going to go. Nothing ever goes smoothly, and your ability to overcome adversity says a lot about a team. We're going to find out a lot about this squad.
Well, we appreciate it. Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer for NBC Sports, Pelicans tonight in Orlando, but then home on Monday night against Brooklyn. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate your time.
Take care.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.